A man who cannot govern himself cannot lead. Before a man can be trusted with anything outside of him, he has to prove that he can rule what's inside of him. Every man wants to lead something, a home, a team, a business, a movement. Few want to be part of what comes first, governing the one person they can actually control. They reach for authority over others while abdicating authority over themselves, and then wonder why the leadership never holds. It never holds because leadership is not a position you're granted. It's an overflow of a man who has first learned to rule himself. You cannot give away what you do not have. A man who cannot govern his own appetites has no government to extend to anyone else. The real issue. Self-government is unglamorous. It's how a man handles his time when no deadline is forcing him. His words when he is angry. His money when no one is watching. His appetite when the door is closed. His focus when distraction is one tap away. No one applauds this work. There is no audience. That's exactly why most men skip it. But this hidden arena is where leadership is actually decided. A man who cannot get himself out of bed will not build discipline into his family. A man ruled by his temper will rule others by fear. A man who cannot govern his spending cannot steward anything larger. What you will not rule in yourself, you will inflict on everyone you lead. Ungoverned leadership also explains why so many gifted men plateau. The talent opens the door, the lack of self-government closes it. The brilliant man, whose temper makes him unpromotable. The visionary who cannot govern his time and misses every deadline. The charismatic leader, whose private appetites eventually become a public collapse. Organizations, families, and churches are littered with men who've had every gift except the one that protects others. And the people under them paid the bill for what the man would not rule in himself. What scripture says, like a city whose walls are broken through is a person who lacks self-control. An ungoverned man is a city with no defenses. Anything can walk in and take whatever it wants. He is not free, he is exposed. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but power, love, and self-control. Self-control is listed as a gift of the spirit, not a personality trait that some men got and others did not. It is available. It is to be exercised, and it is proof that a man is being led by something higher than his impulses. Govern is where conviction stops being a feeling and becomes a life people can see. Notice the order of God's scripture's leadership requirements. Before a man could oversee God's house, Paul required that he manage his own household well. Be self-controlled, disciplined, not quick-tempered. A resume built entirely on self-government, not charisma, not vision, not platform. God's qualification list for leadership is almost embarrassingly private. It's concerned with a man's rule over himself, because everything public is downstream of it. The world promotes gifts and gets scandals. God promotes governed men and gets shepherds. How to start building. Do not try to govern everything at once. You will govern nothing. Pick up one ungoverned area doing the most damage: the phone, the temper, the late nights, the spending, the eyes, and put a real specific boundary around it this week. Make the boundary concrete enough to fail or pass clearly. Not use my phone less, but phone in another room after 9 p.m. Not spend less, but every purchase over $50 waits a day. Self-government is built in small, boring, repeated acts of telling yourself no for the sake of something greater. Win one area and something shifts. You prove to yourself that you can be ruled by conviction instead of impulse. And that proof becomes the floor you build for the next victory on. Lead yourself first. Everything you are trying to lead outside of you is waiting on it. Five fronts where self-government is won. 1. Time. Put your first hour under command. Decide the night before. Execute without negotiation. The man who governs his morning governs his momentum. 2. Words. Institute a 60-second rule on anger. Nothing said in the first minute of heat. A governed tongue is the most viable proof of a governed man. 3. Money. Give every dollar an assignment before the month starts. Unassigned money obeys appetite. Assigned money obeys you. 4. Appetite. Pick one craving currently winning: food, lust, comfort, the scroll, and set a single pre-decided boundary around it for 30 days. One front, total commitment. 5. Focus. Protect one daily block of undistracted work or prayer. Defend it like the city wall it is, because everything you lead depends on the man it builds. Reflection questions. What part of your life is currently governing you instead of the other way around? Where are you asking to lead others while refusing to lead yourself? What is one boundary you could set this week that would prove you can be ruled by conviction? Action step. Choose the one ungoverned area doing the most damage. Set a clear and specific boundary around it this week and hold to it. No exceptions you have not decided in advance. Leadership is not the right to command others. It is the overflow of a man who has learned to command himself. Win the inner first, and the authority you are reaching for will finally have somewhere to stand.